On today's show, we officially have some new Southern and New Yorker blood in the postseason. The Lakers officially celebrate their 2020 championship, and I can feel it. The playoffs are almost here. Harden is back. The Blazers are scorching. Blake Griffin wears some unique shoes, but I'm Mick loving them. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, May 13th. Morning, everybody. We only have four more nights in the regular season remaining. Ooh, we can feel the playoffs, can't we? And the Los Angeles Lakers finally got to unveil their 17th championship banner because they were waiting for the day fans were allowed in Staples Center. LeBron told fans our back-to-back journey starts in a week, right when the play-in tourney will be going on. And that was just a term from the King's mouth. Yeah, a week from now. But it's fitting, because that's when the champs could very well have to start their run. Despite Kyle Kuzma pulling out a victory over the Rockets with a Euro-stepping game winner, and despite getting the win without LeBron, who is sitting his sixth straight game to get his ankle right, and Anthony Davis also out after he felt a little groin tightness in the Lakers' last game, they're going to need losses from either Dallas or Portland. And it didn't happen last night because Portland is playing its best ball at the right time. Portland went into the one-seeded Utah Jazz's house and just pick and rolled or pick and popped the Jazz's great defense to no end. Damian Lillard finding Melo for three. CJ McCollum going back and forth with Yusuf Nurkic. Dame to Melo to Nurkic. It didn't stop. The Blazers have turned it on at the perfect time. They have won 9 of their last 10 games. In that span, they are first in offensive rating and 11th in defensive rating. Those are some improvements right there. No starting backcourt for the Jazz. Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley will be back for the postseason. Yeah, I said it, will. I get real bold in this garage early in the morning, I guess. Portland or Dallas must lose their final two games for LA to get in and get out of the play-in. And Portland visits the Suns tonight. The Suns are a team playing for the one seed and they need a win. And then Portland plays the MVP and the Nuggets on Sunday. So it could happen. Unlikely the Mavs lose out, though. They've got an easier schedule, and they got Kristaps Porzingis back Wednesday versus the Pelicans after missing 7 games with knee soreness. He had 17 first-half points in 14 minutes when Luka was going off. 5 for 5 on threes in the second quarter. This game was over. It was the Pelicans, though. They weren't up for the challenge. They're officially done for this season. But let's talk about teams that are not done. Let's celebrate 2 Eastern Conference teams joining the playoffs party for the first time in years. The Hawks, first playoff appearance since 2017, and they did it in style against the Wizards. Down 13 points in the fourth quarter. They clawed back to just down 2 with 35 seconds left. Westbrook drove, but was blocked at the rim by Clint Capella. That's what he does. And on the run out the other way, Trae Young had the ball, didn't force it. Found John Collins in the corner for a 3. Hawks up 1 and never looked back. Trae Young easily could have taken that shot. He was having a great night. He finished with 33 points, but he has grown under coach Nate McMillan, who has led this team to a 25-11 record since taking over for Lloyd Pierce. Great article on The Athletic by Chris Kirshner about Trae Young's growth just dropped. You can go check that out. Russell Westbrook scored 34 points and dished out 15 assists, but it wasn't enough to prevent another excruciating loss for the Wizards, whose last 5 defeats have been by a total of 10 points. Washington was held scoreless over the final 2.5 minutes, missing its final 8 shots. The Hawks currently hold on to that 4 seed and home court advantage for the opening round over the Knicks and the Heat that they're battling with. And if you forget how the playoffs work in general, I get it. If the play-in tournament addition has made things slightly confusing, I don't blame you. The Hawks do want home court advantage at State Farm Arena because this was their 9th straight home game win and they're 17-2 over their last 19 at the arena. Wiz clinching their play-in tourney appearance will have to wait another day. Bradley Beal missed this one. His hamstring will be reevaluated to see if he can play in the final 2 Wiz games. And the New York Knicks have made the playoffs for the first time since 2013. New York Knicks fans rejoice. They did it without even playing. It all starts with the growth of Julius Randle. A whole new year, whole new player for him. A joy to watch this guy work. And when these following bonuses were written into his contract in the 2019 offseason, it seemed highly unlikely he would reach them. Bobby Marks reported Julius Randle has earned a $945,000 bonus with the Knicks, making the playoffs. He also achieved another one, a $945,000 one, when he made the All-Star game. What's that, $1.89 million in bonuses? Couldn't round it up to $2 million? I kid. Congrats to Julius Randle. Congrats to New York Knicks fans. Big day for them. Long time coming. 8 years. 8 years. Staying in New York. Spurs visiting the Nets. James Harden returned after essentially missing 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. Came off the bench for the first time since 2012. And oh yeah, the Nets handled this injury well. Harden looking phenomenal. 18 points from Harden. Gorgeous passes. Oh, through four Nets on one overhand pass there. The old soccer pass. 11 assists, 7 boards in 26 minutes. He didn't miss a beat. He also didn't miss a beat with the media. Listen to how he swats away this question.
Are you surprised at how quickly it kind of came back to you and you were back in the flow of things?
Not really. Not to like brag or anything, but I'm like, I'm really good at this game.
That's a humble brag right there, and a very worthy one. He's pretty good at it. The Brooklyn Nets didn't have Kyrie Irving because of the elbow he took to the face from Nikola Vucevic in the last game versus the Bulls. A concussion was ruled out for Kyrie, though, so some good news. Hopefully he'll be back soon. They just can't get their stars on the floor at the same time, but what does it matter? They got closer to clinching the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. Oh, and have to highlight this shoe that Blake Griffin was wearing called the McLovin 35. McLovin 35 with his own Hawaii ID info on the tongue. Like he's McLovin himself. Blake gets it. That's some great stuff. Thanks to Nick DiPaola for that share right there. What a shoe. What a shoe. And a great dunk from Blake in those shoes. One last game to talk about that's a real downer. The Boston Celtics lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who snapped an 11-game losing streak versus Boston. The Jaylen Brown injury, the lost season. The halftime score was 42-39. Does it get any lower for the Celtics? Yes, it can. The Celtics can still drop further in the playoff tournament bracket over the last few days. They could get into the 9-10 bracket of the play-in tourney. Couple news items to send you off with. The Miami Heat's Victor Oladipo season is over. Oladipo was traded twice this season. First from the Pacers to the Rockets in the four-way James Harden deal, then to the Heat at the deadline. Oladipo only played 4 games for the Heat and will now undergo season-ending surgery on his right quadriceps tendon, the same quad he injured and had surgery on in January 2019 when he was peak Oladipo for the Pacers. In this case, though, it appears to have been elective surgery, trying to get right before free agency. He hasn't been quite the same in the 52 games he's played since 2019. And last note here, Pistons have extended the contract of head coach Dwayne Casey for an additional season and is now signed through 2024. Congrats to Dwayne for getting that extra year. One of the great men in basketball. On NBA TV, quick story, I said the Raptors letting go of Dwayne Casey after he won the coach of the year was the right move. He came on the show the next season. And after the interview, he kind of took me aside and he said, yeah, I heard you say that, but I like the show, so I still want to come on. Class act, honorable man. Congrats to Case and his family. And just a reminder, live streamathon donation drive tonight, Thursday, for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Join us on our YouTube channel. We'll have some fun. If you can't make it, we'll tweet the link if you would like to donate. Make sure you check out the Thursday episode of No Dunks. I'll be back Friday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Talk to you then.